It's a purus also. Lohavi to purus krumin. It comes to include this type of a locust also. To purus krumin. Let's see Rashi. Rashi said that the very Bishmo Tonam, that Hanachli Mineyu, which tells the Mayo, love prot, it's not a prat, Kri Amrit, the Marabi Elamina, doesn't only come to include just one. The whole card, El Rather Kloninino, it's a general rule. Viesh kan kloli kloli, so proti proti is both. Klemar, klolois haboyim acha klolois, shlolit sarach, vios ledrosha, u protim haboyim shlolit sarach, achra protis, u ledrosha bo, akocho kam mefore shlovi yoto, disloyim echagovim mina protis, shlutzuchu, libnei waksubim moyim, hei ma kloli shlutzuchu. Titsa, they are protim that are extra, and there's klolim that are extra, both of them are extra. So that was saying about that. It says Lemineyu, it means Lohavi, Shiporus Krum. That's what's coming to include here. The Lord says, Ein Le Yelo Habo V'Ein Le Gabachas. So for only know to include all types that if they're not bald. V'Ein Le Gabachas. Habo V'Yesh Le Gabachas. Let's say though, but if what about the ones that are bald? Habor, the ones we want to include. Rashi says, "Ein liyal." Rashi says, "Min chagovim habolu fenenu." If the chagovim come in front of us, they're not bald. Then yesh lohavi me'arba. She yesh kan klal aprat or klal. Kaposha kamei. Therefore, mab everything. What about shein legabachas? Ein liyal legabachas habor v'yesh loy gabachas minayim. It's also what I only know that they're not bald. How do we know to include even though they're bald? And this Midash Talmud Loim, it says Saloyim. Because I just Talmud Loim, it says Saloyim, Midash and Zen Nippel. It means this side of the Chagav. Then Lemineyu, Lo V'yes Ushchav. It comes to include the Yushchav, this type. Now V'yem L'yel Habo, V'yem L'gabachas. Masman Ushchav, that's the type of a locust that's bald. So I think really even a bald one is also Mutter. What's with Habor, the grasshopper comes, V'yesh le kabachas, but Habor, V'yein le zonov, Habor, V'yesh le zonov minayin, or else only know if one comes what, that it has a tail. Because I only know the one that doesn't have a tail. How do I know to include even the ones that have a tail also? Tamlin, it says the word chago. They're Russian. That chago means Russian, limineyu, the next return word of minayu. Lev yasa kasavchus, yasa shakulonis. Mashma, these things that have tails, even the chagovim that have tails, are also kosher. V'yem liyelo habor, v'yem legabachas, doesn't have what bald. Habor v'yesh legabachas, or else it does have, or else it is bald, only this, whether it is or it's not. Habor v'yem lezon of habor v'yesh lezon, doesn't make enough meaning where it has a tail or doesn't have a tail. Both are mamuta. What's going to be habor v'yem roishi orach? Maybe only grasshopper that comes that its head is not too long. What's going to be habov roshi orach minayim? How do we know to include even a grasshopper that its head is very long? How do we know to include like a long-headed one also? On this amat, I'll tell you. How are you after dan binyanav mishloshim? I'll learn now from these other three grasshoppers that leroy arba keroy chagol. The arba is not like the chagol, and leroy chagol keroy arba. And the Leroy Shneim, Kiroi Slein, they're all different. Each one has a different mila. One's bald, one has a tail. And, Now, the Leroy Slein, Kiroi Shneim. Each one has different milas, different things to it. So now, Hatara shows you, what's the one common denominator here? Sheish Lem Dalad Raglayim. That all these different grasshoppers here, they all have 4 feet to it. The Araba can find, they all have 4 wings. For Katsulayim. And they also have these 2 legs in the front that they jump with. And that its wings cover up most of its body. If so, I've called any grasshopper should be like this, any one. I've called Shiheshle Arbra Glam, that has 4 legs to it. The Arbra can find the 4 wings. For Katsulim, and it also has these 2 legs in the top to jump with. And then Uchnofov also is Khaifemes Rubai. That its wings cover up after Tzadah Shabbos of him. That's why I know even a long-headed one would also be the same way, as long as it has these milas. This question, the Lord had tzitzur hazir. This great sample of the tzitzur that yesh the abaraglam, it also has four legs to it. The dalot confirm it has four wings to it. The katsulim, it also has these two legs in front. Uchinof of chayfim is rubai, and also it has wings that cover up most of his body. So if so, yochli ye mutter, maybe this hatzatzur should also be mutter. On this note, Tam Levin, the pasuk says chagov, means sheshmoi chagov. It has to be only a locust, its name is called Chagav. Because the Gemara Ish Shmoi Chagav, Yoch, I would have thought to say, Ein by Kolas Manam Lalu, as long as it's called the Chagav. People call it that way. Maybe even though it doesn't have any one of these Simonim, also it's Kosher, Tamla, that the Pasuk says, no Liminayu. We say, Ad Shihei by Kolas Simonim Lalu. Till it has all these Simonim. It has to have all these Simonim, and it has to have the name of Chagav. Mashenk in the Tzitzur, it's not called the Chagav, that's why it's not good. It's not, it's not alone enough to have these four simonim, but also have to have a shem of the Chagav, a locust on it. If it has the name of a Tzitzur, therefore it's not good. Porach Rav Achoy, if I ask a question like this, is so, Ma Lahanuch, Shekein Ein Rosh and Aruch. Maybe now these are the three locusts we mentioned, they're not long-headed. But maybe you've read the last one we asked. That's a long-headed one. How do we know that's also mutter? The chitav, maybe you'll tell me, kivon b'shavu b'dalet simonim ma'asin of lefachinim. As long as, even though it's a long-headed one, but as long as it has these four simonim, that should be enough to say that it's called its locust as kosher. For the Gemara Yoch, if so, chargo nami, the chargo also t'shavu lehu, since it's equal, it has these four simonim, so lelichtav. It shouldn't have said the word Chag on the Torah. So they say, Mi Arba Usloyim. I should learn it out from these other two locusts. The Arba and the Sloyim. Since they have these four simonim. See, if you're telling me now any one that has four simonim, it's enough. Even though it's not exactly like it, long-headed. So then why did Torah have to say the word a Chag for? Yeah. So in El, what do you have to say? Ikla Mitzvah, that's the question. I wouldn't have known Chag from the other two. Malhanach shken ein lehem zonov. The other two doesn't have a tail. So you see, you need an extra word, chagol, to be marble locusts that have tails on them. And so hachanam, the same thing alakasher also then, a long-headed one. Ikonus, we just a question. Malhanach, these other three locusts, the Torah says, shken ein rosh and oruch. You know why they're mutter? Because they're not long-headed. The heads are not long. But maybe a locust that comes that has a long head, maybe that should be osa. So how do we know to say it's mutter? So it says rather, Elo Oma Rav Achoy, Sloyim Yiseru. Really, the word Sloyim, that type of a locus, is extra. Because Lelicht of Rachman is Sloyim. The Torah didn't have to write Sloyim. Vetesem Meyabu Mechadal. I would have learned out Sloyim from these other two locus. To my pupils, what can you ask the question? Marli Arba Dein Legabachas. Arba doesn't have a bull. So Kesh's question, Terah says, no, how a chargo the yesh legabachas? A chargo, that type of a locust, do have a bald one. I, mal chargo, no, a chargo is different. The yesh legabachas has a tail. How a arba the yesh legabachas? Arba doesn't have a tail. So, therefore, sloyim, the kosach and the lomali. The word sloyim is extra. That one I don't need, I would have known it anyway. So, of course, the answer is, emenu in the legufa, you did not need the word sloyim. To teach us itself, to teach us that type of a locus. The sloyim, because I would have known from the other two, so it's extra the word, therefore it's new Indian, the Rosh Yorach, it comes to include even the long-headed one. Even the long-headed one is also included here from the word sloyim. That's how you know, even the long-headed one also. Now the Moshe says, so, but my commitment to the Rav, or to the Rav Yishmael, what's the